Hello and welcome to another episode of The Drop. I'm Andre Dixon, your host in London with all sorts of weather over here. I think we've had all four seasons in one day as at time of recording, but enough about me moaning about the London weather. I'm going to imagine I'm in Miami with my crew, my friends, my pals, my family. I'll start off with Jensine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I had an awesome Easter weekend. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. It was my birthday last week, as the world knew, because I made sure that everyone knew. And so, I think I've just about sobered up over the last few days now for that. Chris, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good. Happy belated birthday. You know, shouting you out on that. And also, been trying some new stuff over the pandemic. You know, I'm trying these new foot pods. You know, these they're supposed to clean the toxins out of you and stuff like that. So I saw it online. You know, when you get bored, and you start scrolling, you see these advertisements. So I said, you know what? It got me. I seen it over a couple of days. It got me. I ordered some, and I'm not going to lie. They're unbelievable. They make you feel amazing when you wake up. You know, you feel energized. Don't get me wrong. The first couple of days, they were a bit black. I was worried about myself. But then it started to ease up. And that's just some fun I was saying during the pandemic. You know, with boy, not much going
on. Wash your foot, Genesis.
No, it cleans the toxins out of your body, not just your foot. It's not just for your foot.
But I heard those are fuckery. I heard. Oh, sorry.
Amazing voices of our podcast. Camelia and Camney, how are you guys?
Hi.
I'll come back to you and your feet in a minute, Chris. how are you guys? We should move on.
They're gonna pop up with ads on my phone for sure.
Yeah, that's 100%. That is for sure. How have you guys been? I saw one of you guys have been camping.
Oh yeah, I almost died of hypothermia, but I made it.
You see,
hypothermia. You can see I'm here.
See, if you had the foot pods, you know, you would have been all right, and you would have been all right.
You could have both at the same time. I'll tell you. Camney, what have you been up to?
Nothing, just Resurrection Day over the weekend, and then Good Friday had fried fish and mammy, so it's all good. Oh, and bun and cheese that my mom made from scratch, as you know, you English people probably known as cross buns or whatever. No, but we call it bun, not the one when you cheat, but the one you eat.
Well, we've got loads and loads of subjects this week. You know, these guys have been hard at it, thinking about all the things that you guys think, but, you know, are too careful to say, but these guys will say it anyway. So I'll start off with Camelia. Camelia has had her attention, her goat has been got by Lil Duval. I'm not going to spoil
again
it with a dud intro. So, Camelia, tell me what he did to be able to get on your nerves or grind your gears.
Listen, I love Duval. He doesn't get on my nerves, but he does trigger me a little bit. But yeah, he did make a post saying if it's okay for older women to date younger men, but if a man dates a younger woman, that makes him a perv. And that just brought up the conversation of double standards. Why is it okay for a woman to be a cougar, but a man to be, what's the male version of a cougar?
A perv.
A perv. All right. So a cougar versus a perv. Oh, wow. That's a real double standard. Yeah.
It is.
It made me think, though. First of all, I'd just like to say, if they're consenting adults, then maybe there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. But I think at one point in society, it was okay for men to date a woman a lot younger than them. I was actually, made me think of like Elvis Presley. He married a 14-year-old. I don't know if a lot of people know that about him. And that was his wife up until he died. but stuff like that was okay in society. And
well,
then
my grandfather married a 15-year-old. That would be my grandmother, and he was 28. So definitely back, the standards were like mended. Like back then, it was okay, and it really wasn't okay. It was just acceptable in society, I'd say. But yeah, there's definitely a double standard, because even me, like, I feel like sometimes I find men like maybe 20 years older than me or 25 years older than me are very attractive, right? Jensine, Camellia.
Like, come in, choir. Like, help me here.
I'll bring it back up. They're attractive.
No, I remember actually when I was like 13 years old, and I had a friend, and I thought his dad was so hot. Like, and I couldn't stop talking about it. Like, he had a hot daddy. But,
Oh, yeah. One of my good friend's uncle, he was like hot back in the day with his gray hair and everything. But, you know, and it flattered him, but, you know, you never. That's the thing, like, it flattered him too much, I think.
You think it flattered him too much?
He's a perv. I made him a perv, liking him because he was older, right? I made him the perv. But, yeah, like, but for as far as women go, yeah, I'm sorry, but there is a double standard, because speaking of double standards, there's another one going around, like, it was a TikTok that was trending that said that, the girl was like, oh, why is it okay for a man to basically hang out with a bunch of girls, but if a girl does that with a bunch of guys, it's like she's looked at as a hoe. And his point was because basically females have the upper hand in like the, like, whether sex happens or not. Like, sex would be our choice, and then men just get what they get, and it's always based on what the woman wants, which is kind of true. Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I find that you're talking.
That we have the upper hand. That we do. Like, sex won't happen unless we say it's okay. And then men, they just have to accept it or not. So that's where the double standard comes in, too. So there's double standards, and I'm sorry, but it is what it is. It's unfortunately how our society's made up. I wouldn't want my daughter to be, like, targeted by some really grown man. But if she's, like, in her 20s, and it's a 45-year-old, I don't think that's a problem. Whatever.
This was all sparked because Ronald Isley at 79 came out looking like everyone's sugar daddy on the last Verses. Shout out to Swiss and Tim. You know, like every woman was lusting after him. And I think that's where Lil Duval got the vibe from, in terms of like, yo, why is it okay? Like, if if you was lusting after like Ronald Isley and saying, oh yeah, but if an older man was lusting after, like, let's say a Rihanna, you know, I'm gonna put it in there. I'm gonna talk about respectable ages. I know, but if Rihanna, but let's say if Rihanna at now, who I believe is around anywhere between 35 and 38 or something like that.
No, she's not that old.
35, let's say.
33, 34. Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's say her at 33 dated somebody that was like 59, 60. You guys would be like, it would be a whole bunch of why? First, it'll be money. Not really. Rihanna has her own, but that'll be in there. It will be a lot of why. And then when you actually come down to the crux of, she actually loves him. Y'all be like, well, I guess that's what she like. That's what would happen, you know, tends to be acceptable.
For me, though, like, it just comes to a consenting adult. If you're at a legal age, then you do what you want to do. But for me, though, like, I just picture somebody who's 20, 30 years older than me. Whether if I was a female or a guy, you know, of the opposite sex, like, what do you have in common with somebody that's significantly younger than you? Like, what do you want to do with them? That's my whole thing, whether it be male or female.
Let me turn it around a little bit here. So then we have the opposite side, right? Where we have examples like when Demi Moore was with Ashton Kutcher, and a lot of people were, so now we have an older woman with a younger man. And I remember there was some feedback where, like, they were saying, why was she with such a younger person when she couldn't give him kids? And that basically she was, like, robbing that away, like, that aspect from him. And now we also have Priyanka. I think it's a little bit more accepting now than back then. But we have Priyanka now with Nick Jonas, who's a significant
guy. What's the age gap? With that,
it's not that much, isn't it? Like 5 or 7. That's not bad.
For
isn't
who?
It like 5 to 7 years and Priyanka and Nick Jonas?
I think it's a older. I think it's
yeah, I think more, it's older.
It's definitely
more than 7 years.
Yeah, I believe so. But
I don't really think there's a double standard because I think any age disparity, if it's wide, depending on it doesn't matter who if an older dude at 60 dated somebody at 35.
Yeah, but I didn't know in the case of Demi Moore and Ashton that people were getting on her. For me, it was him. I'm like, why? She don't even she's too MAGA.
Oh gosh.
But you, by the way, it is a 10-year age gap between Nick Jonas and Priyanka. Priyanka is still of age to have children, and we have more
advanced. She's beautiful, so it's okay.
Yeah, and you know, Ash. At the end of the day, we all know Ashton Kutcher ended up with Mila, so he ended up getting the kids. But you know, when I feel like when there's an older guy that goes with the younger girl, they kind of like, well, he's more successful, he can provide, right. And she's still young, and he's still able to have kids. We know now the science, though, that, you know, the older the man gets, you know, there may be some issues with having kids, but back then, that wasn't really an issue.
Yeah, it was all blamed on the woman.
Right, versus now, where if it's an older woman, it's harder for her to produce kids and being with a younger man, so it's basically like she's robbing the youth. I think it's a little bit more accepting now, but I think there's the double standard in the opposite direction also.
Well, there's a stereotype, too, that women that are older, and the older women that date younger men, like the Cougars, is for like boy toy purposes, which is okay too.
I think there's one big example that comes to mind. I was just literally trying to figure out who's an older man that is dating a younger woman or married to a younger woman, and there's that kind of lasted. And one that came to mind is Michael Douglas with Catherine Zeta-Jones. So they're still married and they're still happily married. So it works in some cases. I think there's other cases. What
about Celine Dion and that growth man?
Oh, he passed away.
Oh, he died.
Oh my goodness.
From the shackles of pedophilia. Because that was a pedophile situation. I'm sure
that Tammy did not mean that in any form of way. I think that if you're looking at couples that like that, like I think Madonna is constantly moving from young guy to young guy to young guy. And I think there's a pattern there. I think there's it comes across to me. Look at me talking legal terms so we don't get sued.
You know, just to add.
That there's some type of issue.
A young girl, so.
But, you know, just to add, Beyonce and Jay-Z, that's a 12-year age gap.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has ever questioned that. And that was an example where, you know, he was more established in the game. Beyonce, there was a time where there was a transition period between Destiny's Child and her solo. But I know that Jay-Z basically helped her get to where she is through her experience. And then, of course, in her own talent and outright. Just trying to make sure the beehive doesn't get me. But,
at it this way, man. Go ahead, Jency. Finish your point.
I was just saying that, you know, that was an instance where it really worked out and nobody questioned it. And that was her dating an older man.
I think moving forward, so we keep moving on. The older the guy is the more obviously he establishes, the more immature he's gotten all of those things out. And I think sometimes, obviously, girls do mature faster than guys, science say. So I think sometimes the age gap and the age difference tends to play to that as well. I think society looks down on it is the reason why it doesn't even happen more often today. I think the reason why we are having a lot of clashes is because women are trying to date probably guys their own age and not having this 10-year gap and possibly settling early. And then you realize as you get older, like, nah, I'm a little bit past this guy. Let's say you're 30 and 30. So I think that's a lot of it. And that's why it's acceptable when the guy is older and the woman is much younger than I think vice versa.
Well, that's not perv though, because I think he was saying that if that's true, because women do mature. I agree. Women do mature faster than men. So like sometimes if you find somebody like 7, 10, 12 years older than you, you guys are kind of mentally on the same level versus somebody your own age, which is why it works out. That's my parents' case. My dad is 12 years older than my mom. Whatever, that's acceptable. That's how I always grew up.
or whatever. Not in the case of my grandparents, my dad's parents. I thought that was weird and creepy, but whatever. But anyways, like,
you realize sure none of us can actually say anything
But Willow Duval was saying that it's when it's okay for a woman to like a younger guy and not be considered a perv. Like, we don't call those women pervs, we call them
pervs. Right.
So, but are they pervs? I
think like when Dre brought up the whole Madonna thing where she keeps jumping from younger guy to younger guy, I think when it becomes a fetish is when it becomes pervy. Because why do you keep targeting these younger people? Oh, why don't you get somebody your own age? That's what
is pervy. Mm-hmm. But like, so when fetishizing it. Yeah.
But like when the case of like my mom and my dad, who my dad is 11, 12 years older than my mom, it's not pervy because my mom was very mature and that gap is not so significant. Like, what is your definition of significantly or inappropriately younger? What is your definition of that inappropriate age? Like, what is it? Is it 10 years? Mm-hmm. Is it 12 years? Is it 20 years?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Maybe Kavanaugh, what Kavanaugh did.
is it pervy? Why are you trying to get us sued?
He did it.
Cammy's like Kavanaugh and Matt Gaetz. That's not acceptable.
We will stay very well clear of the Matt Gaetz situation. I assure you of that. Until there's something coming.
Don't worry about it.
I'm glad, and don't you read up on it while we're on air, please. Let's move on to the next situation while I still have money in my pocket because, if Cammy is determined to get the lawyers after me. One of the subjects we, kind of referencing or thinking about actually is, who makes the first move and why is it more so the pressures on a man to make the first move or to initiate something? And I don't mean sexually. Okay. I just mean we're talking about just relationship wise, or I like you.
Let me step in. Okay.
Yeah. So you step in and tell us why.
Okay. So the question is why women don't usually make the first move. So my thoughts that came to my mind is, do men want us to make the first move? Because we're living in different times. Females are taking like male roles. We're working full time and doing all that. So why can't we also have the ball in our court? Or are women, we just don't do it? Are we fear of rejection, or we want to be chased? And what are the factors that can contribute to like that fear of rejection? Because I think that we're not always confident to do it. Like, you know what I mean? So what do you guys think? Like, do you think like when men want that? Genesis, do you think men would want, or okay, like if we went up to you and you're with your boys and like, interested and you're not married?
Yeah, I think guys do it, but and I think it depends on the guy and obviously situation. I just think in society today and the way that we've been taught, there would have to be lessons on how to do it. Obviously guys would like, because we can tell the difference on when, I'm not saying it never happens, but we can tell the difference when someone is like nervous and they don't know what they're doing versus someone is like, oh, she done this before. And so those are the things that are attractive when a woman does come up to you. Same thing like you guys, when a guy comes up to you and he's cordial and he's nice and he says maybe the right things at that right time, you tend to probably give him you give him an ear. So I do think if girls do that, but I don't think it's possible because it's not something that's taught. Like me and Dre, growing up, we teach each other how to do these. Hey, man, when you go up to her, bro, this is what you say. Move now. It's a whole game and a gamut to it. It's like, it's not just going up to somebody. This is a whole lesson that has to be learned in terms of like, so I'll break it down before I got to get out of here because they're rushing me out to go to the studio. Let's say I want to go talk to Camellia when I'm in the club, right? When I go in there, before I go talk to her, there's a whole probably 30 minutes lesson and process that's going on. Make sure I'm right. Make sure I know that she's available. Let's say she's with her girls. I got to have the right time to move in. This is if I want to be as efficient as I want to be, make sure when her girls go to the bathroom, I might swoop in. All of this I'm waiting to do. I'm not sure if the society of women understand what it takes to just approach someone and have it effectively be successful. That's all I'm saying. You can go hang and talk to anybody. Might get turned down. But that's why I'm saying it's a game to it. So women, are you willing to learn the game and the art of going up to someone? That's the real question.
I like that. I like that. Chris went out with a bang. Chris is obviously, you know, spreading his talents very, very thin with our sports content that's on vergemagazine.co.uk. So we'll say bye to Chris now because he's going to go and do some content over in the sports side. But we're going to keep on with our...
Can't wait to hear the answers. All right, you guys.
With our conversation and keep on going. Jensine, what you got?
So it sounds like there's a whole game and a premeditation like behind when guys come up to girls. And that's definitely something I don't know. What I'm pretty good at is dropping hints. Like I drop hints of
give me some examples. You're not gonna push you on that.
No, because then they'll know. But give me, I try to make myself available, like, you know, like be pretty supportive or say something nice or like maybe kind of like make myself like in that eyes, like in the view, in their view, so that way they approach me. But that's, I haven't done that lately, but then I don't go ahead.
But that's not the question.
Okay. I know. Well,
okay,
I
but okay. So what I wanted to, okay, no, because I was gonna bring up to you because this is like you, the female, you, because we're not dumb. Because Genesis made it seem like we ain't got no game. I will disagree. Like I think that as females, if we see a guy, like if we see a guy that we're interested in, most likely, like Jensine was saying, like you said, you drop hints, but also guys also subtly drop hints too, but they don't go all the way. Like maybe he made eye contact with you a few times, right? But he hasn't come up to you yet, right? So you know he has piqued some interest, but he's probably a little bit scared. I don't know. So now you, Jensine, you're gonna be like, go up to, like you wanna go up to him because he hasn't, like the night is almost done, right? You guys did a little flirting from a distance and okay, close the deal. Now, you know, maybe if you really are attractive and wanna close the deal because he just probably punked out or whatever, he couldn't get an alone time because me and Camellia were around or whatever the case was. Like, what would stop you? Like, what factors, is it fear of rejection? Like, why would you not go? That's really okay. The question, because we're giving a female perspective why we punk out. We punk
and
out
I was just about to. So what I was actually going to continue saying was that to your point and your question is, I always thought that it should be the guy that really closes the deal because I don't want to emasculate. I would feel like I'm emasculating and taking from the guy, and from it's my understanding that the guy would always like to pursue, and that's kind of part of it. And and you know, I'm pretty independent. I do all of this stuff for myself. And at what point would I say like, well, if I go and do that too, then what is he going to be doing? Then I might as well just be in a relationship to myself. That's what I would think. What do you think, Dre? Like, is that emasculating if I would go up?
I was just taking in a lot of the stuff that you guys were saying, really. I think that there is a stereotype why women, I would say, don't come on to guys or don't talk to guys or make the first move in a different way is because it's old school and it's ridiculous, but it's kind of considered a bit fast, like you're loose, like, you know, and it's wrong, completely wrong. But that's the old-fashioned way of thinking. That's okay. You know, it's
so all been drilled in. So you, Jensine and Dre, like, right. So you two are, like, on the side, basically, of societal norms. Like, men do the chasing. It just seems right.
No. I think it's nice to be able to have someone actually come up and, say, you know, have conversations and might kind of make it clear. But I think it's difficult to make it clear now with guys because in the days that, it's like, how can you make it clear without making yourself like kind of look like you want to have sex with the person? There's a difference between like, I like you and I want to spend more time with you. I would like to go out for dinner with you. You see my point, like, Camilla, like if you're going to be like, you know, coming in, you know, speaking to a guy, it's kind of, you got to thread this, like walk this fine line to be able to kind of come across with classy, but making it clear that you like the person, because majority of guys, you know, we are, and you are right on one thing, like there's definitely an immaturity, and you don't want him turning around and nodding to his guy and say, yeah, see, I'm gonna hit that. You see my point?
Okay, yeah. Well, one thing that I noticed though is that guys are scared to hurt girls' feelings, and one thing that goes through my head is like, if I go up to a guy, which I never would because I'm scared, and that's just point blank what it is. I'm scared. If
that's
I go
what I wanted to
guy,
get to and why what's
the reason if I go yeah. up to a guy and let's say I put my game out, which I don't even know what my game is because I never did it before. But if I do put my game out and he's just trying to be nice because he don't want to hurt my feelings, but he really never had no intention of getting with me at all or getting my number or whatever it's going to be. But he just don't want to hurt my feelings, so he's probably gonna have me pursue this whole thing, getting his number, going back to my girls, like, yeah, I got his number, I gave him my number, and make a whole big deal out of it. And really, he has no intention of ever pursuing anything.
Yeah, men definitely do bite the breadcrumbs, they do definitely take the breadcrumbs. They don't want to hurt your feelings, and I've seen cases where a not so attractive female is with an attractive man, and it turns out
she's the one that pursued.
I don't want to say bullied him, but like in the sense when they're I hear
very
the
pushy,
story,
very pushy. Yeah, like I have a cousin. Yeah. She is not scared of rejection. She is not scared to go up to people. She is the most extroverted person I know, and she goes up to guys. She sees somebody she wants, she goes up to guys, and she has no problem being single. Like she has 3 boyfriends right now. And me, I'm over here scared to go up to guys, and now I'm single. Like, maybe I need to be more like her. Like, I'm questioning this too.
And then you know what I'm saying? That you're scared. Yeah, and you said
yeah,
you
were but like, I am scared. I am a chicken. Oh, and like Jane said, like, I have been put in a position where I did like a guy. And I remember at one point he tried to like get with me, like, let's say through the DMs or something, but I kind of like brushed it off. And then I was like, at a moment, I thought about it. I'm like, okay, let me go back to the DMs and kind of like hint to him, like, oh, let's actually try to do this again. And it worked. That was the only time I ever did it. That was the only time I ever just did it.
So let it be known. You got to keep it going. You got to keep this thing going.
But I didn't have to outrightly say, like, here, give me a call or here's my number. I didn't have to do that. Like, all I had to do was drop in and it worked. But it's probably because he also was interested in me too. But what if I did it to a guy who wasn't interested in me? I'm scared of rejection. That's just what it is.
I like, I don't know if you guys agree, but I like that. Okay. You know, call me a bit old-fashioned, but I like the, hey, you should give me a call sometime, or here's my number, give me a call. Like, now, the thing is that you have left it, like, 40%. You're not, like, 60%. You're not all the way out there. You're just, like, 40%. So, give me a call sometime. Leave it to that person to be able to think, does she actually like me? You know, so then there's still a little bit of a chase, but you've literally left a little bit of a trail. I would say that's the best way to do it. I mean, that's what I would do, you know, because I would not want to be getting rejection out there. Like my ego cannot take that. I mean, I'm not bad like some of these guys out there where they just like, you know, start cussing off the women and stuff like that. But you know, you won't see me on your Instagram ever, not even looking at stories if you get rejected at all. I'm going to bring up something just
but
really
definitely,
quickly.
So there are some ground rules go. Then.
No, go for it. Go.
Okay, wait, let's just establish the rules really fast because Genesis, okay. So women, we know we get scared too. Fear of rejection is also a thing for us, as Camellia said. Because I did research on this and some females said that they're scared to go up to men because maybe they don't feel like they're attractive enough. I don't know. Women also are very hard on their bodies. Like maybe I'm too overweight. I don't know. And then also that what Genesis said is like, he could be with his boys. So let's establish the ground rules. According to Genesis, if he's with a bunch of guys, like his friends, don't go up to him and put him in a weird spot. Cause that can kind of give them like, I think more confidence to laugh about it with his boys. Cause that has happened to females that went up to guys and cause his boys were there, it made him more confident to laugh and laugh at her. Yeah, so don't do that, right? And then, right? Rule one. And then according to Gen C, rule two, should be that like drop subtle hints so you know he's interested too, so you know
that's
to go
right.
up right to them, right?
He's gonna be making it quite clear, Camellia,
right? Yeah, and then Camellia with her rule three, like she created a situation where it wouldn't have been weird, you know, for somebody who's like scared of rejection. Which, what was yours, Camellia? What would you say summed up with your experience that you said you ended up it worked for you being somebody who's introverted and
I don't remember exactly what I said, but he invited me to go out to some club or whatever, and I was just like, oh, I'm not available at the moment, am I interested? And then I had a breakup, and it just, I don't know, it just gave me the confidence. I had a breakup and I wanted to do something new.
Okay, so it was somebody I hired up. Okay, so it was a person that you knew was interested a long time ago, and
and I knew exactly. I knew he was interested.
Okay,
so that's a good
point too. Yeah. Okay, so we can wrap this up. So that's a good point too. You can go back if you knew somebody was interested. Maybe you can hit them up later on. All right, we can move on after the next.
Thank you very much. Right. All right. Let's end this with this topic that I've seen. I've seen more and more men with these like kind of like stick on hair. I don't know what you call it. Mm-hmm. It's not really, really, but it's
stick on hair.
Yeah, it's
type thing that they glue on.
Yeah, it's like they get a glue and then they put a whole head of hair on, and you wouldn't, to a normal person, you wouldn't
like a man wig.
Yeah, but it's like it's more of a stick on thing. So it's not like it's kind like as obvious as a wig. Yeah, it's like stick on hair, so it actually looks like you've got like a hair. It's the strangest thing I've seen. However, I'm gonna give those guys a break. I'm not gonna laugh at them because they're doing it from. I'm gonna ask a stupid question here. Let's say, for example, the guy's a really, really nice guy. You know, got a good job. He's, you know, really, you know, good with his family, no kids, and all those things, or anything that gives you the red flags for, as a reference from last week. Hasn't happened. Would you, I'm going to start off with Gentine because she's the more liberal and open-minded person, I would say, out of this crew. Would you date a person if you found out that they have stick-on hair?
Why would he? Why take off the hair? Why? That's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah. Is that so? That's a flag.
I think so. Why are you lying about being bald? Just embrace it.
But Jensen, you wear lash extensions.
I wear lash extensions, but it's not the same thing.
Okay,
I still look pretty without lashes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up something that I'm going to dare to go into the waters that men don't normally go into. Women have a lot of, let's say, accessories that aren't theirs. Women in general, not just Gentine, anyone. They have accessories that aren't there.
Okay,
so if that's false advertising, then you guys got false advertising too.
Okay, well, the accessories, for example, like the stick-on hair, which you need double-sided tape. Well, at least we use our double-sided tape for our titties, not for our hair, like that man with the stick-on wig, which you have to use double-sided titty tape for your hair. you gotta buy the same double-sided titty tape that you wear to put his hair on his head.
Should anyone advertise what is false about them? So should you say, if you're on a date and then you got like, you know, you guys got nobody lovely hair, all of you guys, ugly. Should you say, hey, this isn't mine?
No. I'm so glad to be like, I like to know my.
Why would you voluntarily be ugly?
No, you know what it is? Wait, hold on. What it is that you just look absolutely ridiculous. Like what, like the double, like the tape, I would just like have picture, because I know what fashion tape is. Like I just picture like the wind blowing or some food, like something's gonna happen and his wig is gonna fly and like land in the water or something. And then the only thing that I have are lash extensions, which I look exactly the same, just not as enhanced without the lash extensions. But everything else, like if somebody asked me, hey, what is fake on you? I would say, well, I have lash extensions, but other than that, that's pretty much it. But like the toupee or whatever you want to call it, like just flying off, that's a red flag. Like, why weren't you just upfront? Just
it won't fly off because you got that hard. It's a glue. Yeah. It's a glue that they put on.
Glue, but we the hair glue. Yeah.
Yeah, please don't be putting Gorilla Glue on, well, please, people.
As somebody, like, in the beauty industry, like, I ain't mad at it. Like, if a guy want to do it, do it. Like,
I'm saying, I'm going to hold you to this now. You know, so you would date a guy who's got that glue hair on?
Well, I'm sure if he told me initially that he had it on, I'd probably be a little freaked out. But if I liked him and I eventually found out, I probably could embrace it. I won't be mad. Because I get, like, balding. Guys are balding at an earlier age, like in their 30s now. It used to be, like, in their 50s. And if they want to go, and I get, like, you're insecure sometimes, a balding guy really ages you. Like, Jensine sent, who was it, Prince Charles? Or who was the Harry's older brother?
William. He needs to cut Prince his hair. William.
Yeah, he's going bald. He looks significantly older than he needs to be.
No, honestly. He needs to. Kamini. He needs to shave his head. He needs a friend, you know, a real friend.
Yeah, to say, you can have a cool, like, bald, like, you can have, like, grow your goatee, ball your head off, get muscle. Yeah. I don't know.
You definitely can't be bald and not have a beard, though. You got to have a beard. Like Camellia said.
Yeah, exactly.
So say if it's I've also seen where they've got. I mean, I'm going to bring this up next week when Genesis is there too, when Chris is here too. So I can get a bit of support for those guys who have to do that. But there's guys who have to. Who I think it's Young Jock who did it. He had the stick-on beard too, as well as the hair. I don't know if he's got the hair and the beard, but he's definitely got the stick-on beard. So I think that men now are accessorizing. And I don't know if women can actually say anything to them because they do the same type of thing too. That's my take.
Maybe double standards exist. Well,
it's okay for men to be bald. It's not okay for women to have a bald hair on their face. Like, so, right? Imagine how we would look if we had no eyebrows, no eyelashes, and if you have, like, alopecia or something. Why you gotta walk around looking unattractive?
My whole thing is, though, like,
I
always used to defend women who wear makeup. Guys, like, why are women gotta wear all this makeup, blah blah blah. But I'm like, you know what? Women go through a hormonal fluctuations day by day. Like, we'll wake up with a pimple, or we'll wake up with some dry ass skin. Like, we need makeup. Guys don't have to go through that. Like, guys don't need makeup. Girls need it. But then being bald or having hair loss is also a hormonal problem. And if y'all want to fix it with some little tapons or mascara in your beard or tape. No, I had a cousin that did mascara in his beard.
Oh, yeah, go for the mascara in your beard. But, like,
I'm like, dude, I ain't mad at it. So
Go on.
Okay, no, because I just feel like, to Camellia's point, like, I feel like you shouldn't, if you're a man that wears a man wig, that you shouldn't just, like, meet a girl acting like you got a full head of hair. I think you should initially meet her, your bald self, and then she likes you later on, and you'll be like, yeah, I want to try out this man wig, and she probably might be down for it, because she already likes you, and wants you to meet it.
I don't think it's
going to happen. I feel like you'll be freaked out if he, like, went on with his man wig. You know, like when Joan found out that guy had hips, and when he wasn't wearing his girdle, and she found his man girdle. Like, it's gonna be like, you're gonna be freaked out, and she never got to the stage where she could like him first and get over his man hips.
I'm gonna give Jensine, I'm gonna give you last word on this before we head on to the sunset.
Well, that is different than, you know, just maybe girls having some lash extensions or anything. I feel like there's different levels of fakeness.
This is so. You know, you put Jensine's business on blast.
Everybody wears lashes. I do her lashes, so I can say it if I want.
Yeah, so I think there's different levels to it. And honestly, like, that, I would feel like that. I was so duped. Like, I would feel really duped if you weren't upfront about it to begin with, and how ridiculous it looks too. Because if I didn't notice, if I really got to know him, then it would have probably been like a high, like, good quality, put a lot of effort into it. But for the most part, I'm picturing that I probably wouldn't even talk to him because... I'm thinking it looks ridiculous.
This is I'm speaking on behalf of all those men. this is completely unfair. So I'm going to find some exhibits of it looking realistic enough. And then we're going to visit it with Chris next week as well.
Yeah, I've seen the video. They look legit. Like, I watched, sit down and watch the videos.
They don't look obvious.
I want to find out how long it lasts. You know, they last. Like, do you have to put it on, like, the glue on every day? Or do you have to put it on once a week?
I don't think
Can it get wet?
I'm sure it has, like, a time, like, for lash extensions, for instance. It can last up to 3 to 4 weeks. So I'm sure it's the same with the hair. And guys already go to the barber every 2 weeks, I think, or at least once a month. So they're probably getting it, like, applying the adhesive again and getting it tightened. I don't know what you do with those
ways. See, this is why I'm going to bring this up next week, because I'm going to find out more information on this just so I can back up my argument and stick up for these men.
Are you just going to show up with one?
Listen, I'm with you, Dre.
Kind of curious. I'm not going to do it myself, but, like, please believe it. If I had a wig on the table right now, I would actually bring it up, put it on.
I'm with the guys on this, though. Especially girls are over here buying their booty, buying their flat stomach. Like, that's no different. Like, come on now.
Yeah, the ass has to match the thighs, as they say. But let's leave this to next week. Guys, I really appreciate you hanging with us and listening to us and our conversations, and we will revisit some of that stuff next week, because it's just because I'm personally interested myself. But until then, check out all the other episodes that we've got on iTunes, podcasts, Spotify and Deezer, and obviously on vergemagazine.co.uk. But thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week. Peace. Thank you.